Now, we're going to start this afternoon by asking you a question. Would you know what to do if you came across somebody in your company or maybe in the same restaurant as you who got a bit of food stuck in their throat and appeared to be choking? Would you know how to perform what's known as the Heimlich maneuver? Although it does have a new name now, it's called something different. Well, my first guest on the show this afternoon was in that very position. He was the person who was choking, and he was the luckiest man ever because the guy in the restaurant with him happened to have learned how to do the Heimlich maneuver the very day before. So talk about being in the right place at the right time. Now, I spotted this story on Twitter, and I thought what was particularly nice about it was the chap that it happened to, whose name is Stephen Byrne, he never got to thank his hero until last week when they accidentally bumped into each other again. Have a listen to the story, and do let me know if you can perform that maneuver.
About 12 years ago, yeah, I was eating lunch. I saw a friend walking by outside a window of where I was eating, and I just got really excited and waved at them. But in that moment, the thing I was eating became lodged in my neck. So obviously, initially started to panic a little, but thought, oh, I'm sure I'm fine. I'm sure it's going to be okay. Tried to get it down, drank a bit of water in front of me. It wouldn't work. And then I started to realize I was in trouble. So in panic, I stood up and kind of looked around at everyone around. And obviously, you're trying to communicate in that moment to tell everybody around you that you think you're in trouble. And obviously, then at that point, I think everybody knew that something wasn't right. So this guy who was about 5 meters away from me and on another table came over and gave me what was known before as the Heimlich maneuver, but I think it's abdominal thrust now is what it's called, and dislodged what was in my neck. But what
so
happened
descri-
was it
describe
went-
what he did, Stephen.
So he literally stood up and came over to me and gave me abdominal thrust, which used to be called the Heimlich maneuver, but they've changed the name of it. And the craziest thing about it is that he had only learned to do them that day because he was working on Fair City, where they had been doing a scene with that for a number of hours, and he literally only learned it that morning.
And was he an actor or just working behind the scenes?
He was working behind the scenes, yeah. And I heard that back then, but I didn't know how much that was true.
And you didn't know this guy, obviously, no?
I had no idea who he was, no recollection of him, no memory, because the second it was all over, an ambulance was called because I was still kind of wheezing and coughing in a way that I didn't really kind of understand, thought it might have done some damage. And it turned out that basically what I was in my throat had been knocked a little bit into my lungs, so I was put under and went for surgery, and then never knew who that was again. It was this mystery man.
Yeah, you're a hero in a way.
Yeah, majorly. And of course, I wanted to find out who he was. And all I was kind of given was, oh, someone heard that he was, he'd worked on Fair City and he learned that day. And part of me in my head was like, oh, that sounds like the perfect story, doesn't it? That sounds a little bit too, that doesn't sound real. That sounds like something someone would make up. And then just last week, I was working on a shoot. I show up, and about halfway through the shoot, the person I'm working with says to me, "I don't know if you remember this, but I gave you the abdominal thrusts or the Heimlich a number of years ago when you were choking." I was like, "Really?
It was him?
You?
It was the guy?"
And he was like, "Yeah," and it was the guy. His name was Stephen as well, which was very funny. And then he confirmed me. He was like, oh, actually true. So I literally just asked him, could I give him a hug? And he said, of course. And gave him the biggest hug and said, thank you. And now everybody else on the shoot that I was working on was looking at me like, what is going on?
What is going on here, guys?
Yeah, he was like, didn't Stephen just meet that guy for the first time about 2 hours ago? And now he's hugging him. What's going on?
Ah, that's unbelievable. But, and
it was
you both work in media, so
your paths just hadn't crossed. I know you're a broadcaster like myself, and he works behind the scenes, but he's more in TV and you're more in radio, is that right?
Yeah, well, he at that time was working in drama, and now he's been working in sort of corporate, in the corporate world. So,
yeah,
in that sense, yeah, we just hadn't really crossed in those 12 years. Because even in my head, I was like, oh, it was 8 years ago, it was all this. But he said to me, no, it was 12 years ago.
12 years ago. Well, obviously, neither of you would ever forget that. But I mean, how lucky were you that he happened to have learned the Heimlich maneuver that very day?
Very fortunate in that sense as well. It's kind of one of those lessons that I learned, and obviously tweeted about this the other day, and the response I got back was the amount of people who've been around situations or been in situations or have had family members who were in situations where they were choking, and how important it is for people to learn kind of the appropriate methods of what to do when something like that happens, because it can so easily happen.
Yeah, and it involves kind of putting your arms around somebody's waist and then just pulling at their lower abdomen. I know that's a very awkward, bad way of describing it, but
I think that's why they changed the name to abdominal thrust.
Abdominal thrust. That's a hard word to say.
Yeah, it is, and it sounds a bit strange as well.
Yeah, like, it does. What? It does. So that's what you do. So this guy had learned it that day. And what piece of food, Stephen, had actually lodged in your throat? Was it a bit of meat or what?
It was a piece of lamb, but it had this grit on it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. And I think in my excitement of seeing someone that I hadn't seen in a while, I kind of stood up out of my chair very quickly and waved at them. And in that moment, my excitement had knocked it down. I was the talk of work the next day, because everybody knew about it then, and everybody was asking me, was that true? It was one of those situations where 24 hours later, it didn't feel that true. You know, it didn't feel...
And you ended up in hospital. Real. Yeah.
Ended up in hospital, went to surgery, and was put under, and woke up actually 8 hours later with my parents standing over me in a hospital, and me just looking at them like, hey.
Good Lord. Well, Stephen, I suppose, like, it's a lovely story in that you accidentally met your rescuer all those years later, but it's also a cautionary tale, because, as you said yourself, we should all learn how to do this manoeuvre.
Completely. I think everybody should definitely learn what to do in those sort of situations, and in many medical situations as well, so that someone is always there to be able to stand up, because, you know, it's like you said, a very lovely story that I finally got to meet that person, and it was really emotional for me, actually, to be honest. But then at the same time, it did bring back that thought of, oh, what could have been, very easily, if I hadn't been so lucky that this one person had learned it that day while filming Fair City.
Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, Stephen, great to talk to you, and I'm glad you live to tell the tale, and thank you so much for sharing it with the people of Kerry.
Thank you so much.
And that's Stephen Byrne speaking to me earlier about his near-death experience, and wasn't he a lucky man that the other Stephen happened to be in the same restaurant, spotted what was going on, and knew what to do. I have to put my hands up straight away and tell you, I wouldn't have a clue what to do if somebody in my company was choking. I really wouldn't have a clue. I like to think that I'd give it a go, or that I'd be of use, but of course you never know until the situation arises. And you know, it can so easily happen. I remember a few years ago having Deputy Michael Healy-Ray on the show, and he was telling me a frightening story, a similar story of what happened to him. I think it was a piece of chicken. He was eating a chicken curry and a piece of chicken got lodged in his throat. And equally, he was very, very lucky that he didn't die in that encounter. But in any event, has anyone ever come across this before? Have you ever seen somebody choke and gone to their rescue? Have you ever choked yourself and got a fright because you didn't know whether somebody nearby knew how to do that manoeuvre on you? So do let us know. I would imagine that anyone listening who was ever a waiting staff, waiter or waitress in a restaurant, that they must see those kind of things happening from time to time. And I think at the back of it all, we have to consider that it's another factor of the busy lives we live in, really, another offshoot of the busy lives we live, that people eat too fast. And again, hands up, I'm somebody that's always wolfing down my dinner, and sometimes we don't chew our meat properly. So just have a think about that today. Think about Stephen and how lucky he was, and even the fact that he was saved, he still had to go to hospital and have that little bit of lamb grit removed from his lung where it had travelled down. So not the kind of thing you want to happen to yourself or to anybody in your family. Anyway, if you've any thoughts on that or any experience of either doing or receiving the Heimlich manoeuvre or whatever it's called nowadays, do let us know. 066 712 3666 if you like to call us. Padraig's on the phones today, and you can also text or WhatsApp 083 300 3300.